Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. We were talking about disparity in numbers and self-defense cases and touched on that Tooler drill, which again, go to my website, briantilton.com, on the Second Amendment Tuesdays page and scroll down and find that program where we talked about that. That's pretty good stuff. But in this case, Penny, talking about this disparity in numbers and force and the like in relation to this Manchester incident that's made the news over the last few days.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting case, to say the least. But here's the thing that I tell people. You want to know about this stuff now because, like an accident, nobody knows the day they're going to get attacked. At least I don't know the day I'm going to get attacked. And the way it works is generally, and every judge is what I call God in their courtroom, but generally, a judge will let you testify about things within your experience and knowledge and why you made the decision to defend yourself at a given point. So if you can say, look, I knew about the Tooler drill. I read it on Bulldog's blog. You know, it's got a lot of scientific basis for it. There's a lot of studies. There's a lot of information that shows it's a valid theory. And I knew this guy was blah, blah feet from me, and that's when I decided to do this, this, and this. Judges in general have to let that testimony in a self-defense case, with certain exceptions, of course. But the bottom line is that if you try and learn about it later and say, I learned about this later, then a judge, in most cases, rightfully so, can keep that out. And because here's why, that couldn't possibly have made your decision to do what you did at the time, because you didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell people it's very, very important to be able to enunciate and lay a good foundation for why you did what you did. For example, if you say, well, gee, you know, it was a warm day and the guy had a jacket on, so I thought, well, gee, what's he concealing under his jacket? And I kept seeing him take his right hand and kind of go under his left arm. Well, that's a movement consistent with someone who has a shoulder holster there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be able to enunciate that to the police and to the jury if necessary to say, this is what I reasonably thought he was doing. I mean, no one would like to defend themselves, if you will, against someone who later turns out to be unarmed. However, if you can still point out a justification or your reasonable belief, you're going to have a better time in court and make it easier on your lawyer and other people to say, look, this person's actions were reasonable given this situation. You know, my preference always is I tell people, if you go where boogers go, you're going to find boogers.
Yeah. Well, with that, Penny, I've got to run. The time is being a booger to me right now,
okay.
Unfortunately. So 230-9999 is your phone number. People can give you a call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you next week on Bulldog Live.
Yeah.